This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton. We are live. It is Saturday, April 25th, 2020. Current time is 22:08 Eastern Standard Time in Arlington County, Virginia. I am at the foot of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And hopefully on the phone is Mr. Walter Yerkew. Walt, you with us now?
Yeah, I'm here. I've been here. I was waiting for you to find a Wi-Fi somewhere.
Right. reason I want to make sure that we had a telephone tie-up. Since I'm in the automobile, try Skype on the same number that you try to dial in. That's besides the point. Anyways, well, first order of business, we always want to remember law enforcement officers in these United States that were killed in the line of duty. First, we want to remember Commander Greg Carlisio, Phoenix, Arizona Police Department, in the watch March 29th, 2020. His killer is DOA. Also, we want to remember Police Officer Brian Leaf of the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the watch April 9th, 2020. Her killer is arrested and in custody. Also, Police Officer Justin Putnam of the San Marcos, Texas Police Department, and the watch April 18th, 2020. Fortunately for him and the rest of society, his killer decided to commit suicide. So, anyway, Walt, second order of business, we've been talking about the Corona-19 virus along with everybody else, because it's all COVID-19 all the time. But for the Stanton family, the COVID-19 virus hit home. One of my brothers happened to get the virus, but he is doing fine and is on the road to recovery. He has not went to a doctor, has not received any medication, and has not gone to a hospital. And I don't know about you, Walt, but I'm getting sick and tired of these healthcare workers doing the Soul Train line dance in a hospital. Are hospitals overflowing as COVID-19 patients, or is this the hospital version of dance fever? If these people need something to do, they can clean their toilet of a hospital, because more people die from healthcare-related illnesses, which are sicknesses that you get from seeking a healthcare professional, than the coronavirus. And people die of healthcare-related illnesses every single year. And I'm sick and tired of going on social media and seeing these people just act like a fool. And I don't know about you all, but I got plenty of family that are in healthcare, were in healthcare, retired from healthcare. We got Eddie the Bombardier Miller. He's a registered nurse in his home state of Tennessee. Walt, what say you about the COVID-19 virus?
Well, as far as the healthcare workers, I can see they got to blow off a little bit of steam and take a little edge off of what they're going through. They got a lot on their back right now. I don't see a problem with it as long as they're not ignoring any of the patients or anything like that. Medications are getting squared away and they're straight and they're doing the right thing for the people. So, as long as they're not, drinking too much or getting loaded too much, I think it'd be fine. But then again, that's just me. I don't mind a little recreational fun now and again, at work, if you can do that. And it just blows off a little steam. So I'm not too worried.
To do it on camera? Sitting there doing the Soul Train line and acting a fool. Meanwhile, your hospital is an absolute toilet. I mean, I don't know about you, but some of these hospitals I have to visit for family members are just absolutely abominable. I hope to God I never have to go to George Washington University Hospital. I'm sure with President Reagan, when he was shot, he was brought to the front of the line. But that's just one of these typical, major urban hospitals. Just a mess. But anyways.
If an ambulance brings me in, on a gurney, and I'm puking my guts out, and I'm sitting in the hallway and puking, I hope they stop line dancing and come over and pay some attention to me. So, so
we hope, but
As far as this C-19, because I don't type that fast, I don't text that fast, so I just put C-19. As far as that goes, seems to have plateaued, as they say. You know, we've got these new words, transparent, translucent, now we're plateaued, according to some of the graphs and the models that have been shown to us on during the briefings. And of course, you got King Cuomo up there, every day, talking about it. He's reading something that was written for him, which is, typical politician. Mr. Trump makes notes, and Mr. Trump is, brushing, takes a look at his notes, when he's speaking and such, so he doesn't get it wrong, because those are his thoughts, not always, speech writer. So, like I said, you got King Cuomo up there telling people, what to do, what not to do, be loving, be responsible and things like that. So, a lot of people are starting to open up their states. Georgia is opening up, I think, as of...
It already opened up.
Yesterday. Yeah, yep. They opened up yesterday. See, I get confused. We usually record this like on Thursday. So, we're current events call us now. They're opened up. I don't see a big difference between, standing online at the supermarket or going in and getting your hair done. Now, if anybody's seen a picture of me lately, I don't need to get my hair done. But there are people out there that are pulling it out by the roots because they're just not used to anything like this. Now, not to bring up my past, but I spent about 6 years of downtime, by myself. And, I'm used to it. This is just like a third nature. I hate to say it, but it's like third nature to me to avoid people when you really don't want to be around people. I think we'll get away with this. We'll get through this. My only question would be, and I put it out there the other day on Facebook, so far I haven't heard about anybody else dying except from the coronavirus. The average in 2015 in New York State was 480 people a day were dying.
Wow.
And now there was, 750? So, who's passing from what? And since Dr. Birx said last week that they were, or 2 weeks ago, they were throwing everybody into the coronavirus pot, it's hard to say, who actually died of a heart attack, who committed suicide, car wreck, pneumonia, that didn't have anything to do with it. But, the nation is in a standstill, and the nation is starting to exercise their rights. And that's what they should have been doing all along, even before the coronavirus, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, well, that brings our first commercial break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Clorox, Governor Cuomo, and two-year show, and what's down the pike for Southern Pride Radio. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Peter Scoopstead live with Walter Yerkes. Take it away, boys.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back talking about Corona 19 all day, every day. The son of Il Supremo, Governor Andrew Cuomo, talked about domestic violence. What do you take away for Andrew and domestic violence?
Well, you know, domestic violence is close to my heart. I did volunteer work, and I worked as a counselor in northern New York, in the Attica area, along with the district attorney's office and the community action in Wyoming County 20 years ago. And I met a lot of women that, you know, really suffered from domestic violence. And I met a lot of men that were in court, the abusers, you know, who were just, you know, asshats. And what Cuomo said the other day, the national hotline has more than tripled in phone calls in the last month since everybody's been locked down. And his answer to that was, you know, you got to be responsible that King Cuomo's depending on you to get along together. And it doesn't mean that it's a death sentence. Well, in some cases there are. There was a murder-suicide and domestic violence in this country, a few of them this past month of April. So when he says stuff like that, after signing into new laws and last summer, new domestic violence laws and punishments and such that, you know, if somebody makes an allegation against a spouse, you know, one, they got to go. Well, one's got to go, if not both of them. And then let the judge sort it out, which is fine. And now with Tara Reid talking about Joe Biden, there's no more Me Too all of a sudden. You know, on the heels of that, that's when Cuomo said what he said. He said it's not a death sentence. You know, it doesn't mean certain death. And, you know, maybe not to him or his spouse, but there are people out there that need assistance and need it now because they are in an abusive situation. Can't see Cuomo, you know, just letting that go without getting it addressed and taking care of what he said and what he really meant. You know, so I don't think I'm taking it out of context. He's saying just grin and bear it and deal with it until this is over with and then go to court. Or, you know, in some cases, the morgue. People out there that are in an abusive situation, and you're living with your abuser, and your abuser is home with you all day because of this lockdown, well, there's help out there. Do what you can. Contact the help hotline, the National Domestic Violence Hotline. They'll help you out. They'll help you out. That's my promise. If they don't help you out, you email me and I'll make sure you get help.
Yep. You might, that guy thumping on the woman, if I have a neck, that means I might need a breaking. But
yeah.
Anyways, Walt, enough about the Ilson promo. It's supposed to be, I guess, the second coming Ilson promo himself. Also this week, Trump stuck some bleach in his mouth. He said that talk about putting in injections of bleach and other disinfectants. I don't know what Trump was thinking. Either he just didn't always talk about it, number one, or he said it on purpose to distract people for whatever reason. Because Trump's the king of playing 3D chess. As you're, you know, trying to play checkers, he's moving on the third board of chess. What's your take on Trump and Clorox?
You know, I was watching it. I was watching it when that came out, and I had to do like a double listen. You know, did he really say that? And the way he was saying it, he wasn't looking at the crowd. He was looking over at his panel, and he was looking at him in such a way as, like, I'm saying this, but I mean, realistically, you know, people don't do this kind of thing. Yeah, sure, bleach would probably take care of the virus if it's in your lungs, but, you know, we can't do that, obviously. You know, you can't, you know, inhale Lysol, you know, or pour it up your butt or give yourself a Lysol enema. You just don't do that. I think it was off the cuff. I don't think he said it in a sarcastic way. I believe he said it off the cuff and knowing that CNN and MSNBC were going to run with it and stick it to him about injecting Clorox. I mean, come on, you know, it's like telling telling somebody that's got an upset stomach, you know, eat a Tide Pod because, you know, it'll help you wash your stomach out. You know, you just don't do stuff like that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, it's just common sense. I mean, you know, and he, I believe he knew exactly what the news, the media was going to do with it. And of course he wasn't wrong. Within 5 minutes, it was all over the net.
Right.
I think he played them like a fool and they feel stupid about it. And they're not going to let up.
Right. Well, unfortunately, there's been some other events that happened. The Maryland State Department of Emergency Management had a whole bunch of calls about Lysol and cleaning products and disinfectants. So they had to put some on Twitter saying, "Don't put disinfectants in your system, people." And supposedly, I think 400 people in the state of New York tried putting some disinfectants. But, you know, it's thin in the herd. But, I mean, you got to use your head, people. If it says don't, you know, external use only, if ingested, call poison control, more likely than that. It doesn't matter who the president is or what party it is. Don't put it in your system. But, anyways, enough about
like
that.
Like the spray paint people, you know, what do they call it? Huffing?
Yeah.
They call it huffing? I mean, come on. You know you're not supposed to be huffing spray paint. I mean, it's the same thing with Lysol. Don't huff Lysol. You know, don't put bleach in the bottle and huff it. You know, don't do it. You know, it was, I can't say it was a joke. Saying that it was off the cuff, it was a quip, and he knew that he was going to get the reaction that he got. And I think we all knew after we realized. And he did.
Right. Yeah, like people like me and you, our listeners, and you know our friends that we come in contact, they know, but the media don't know, and a lot of other dumb people don't know. At work yesterday, I'm like Peter Griffin. I got more jobs than I can count, but I'm not good at any of them. Say again.
I said, yeah, you got more jobs than you can think about. You and Bill Clinton.
Yeah. But, go there. Let's bring Gary Byrne about the different jobs he had in the Oval Office Library. But anyways, you know, a lot of my coworkers are, you know, are Democrats, of course, and all they are saying, oh, Trump's an idiot, Trump's this, Trump's that, blah, 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 Trump sucks. And there's only very few people in my other place of employment that they get it, that they are actually awake. And some of them are Democrats, but they don't sit there and just say, you know, Trump's this, that, and another thing. They are awake. You know, they read about Bill Cooper's Behold the Pale Horse. They're into theories. You know, oh, here's some food for thought before we go to break. The term conspiracy theory came up from the Central Intelligence Agency for people exposing the CIA. So if you come out and say the CIA came out with a firearm that makes people have a heart attack, you'd be a conspiracy theorist. But, you know, it's true. Mm-hmm. But anyways, that came up from the Central Intelligence Agency. So anyways, we're coming to our halfway point already. This show is just flying by. When we come back, talk about our 2-year anniversary show, my thoughts about the show, and hopefully we'll get a little time to talk about the Jack Antonio, a.k.a. John from London. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 52,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19. Many officials believe the worst is yet to come. But some states are now beginning to ease restrictions. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We are working on strategies that I will announce on Monday about the extent to which Texas can begin to open business. And we're doing so based upon the advice of the 4 medical doctors that we have working on this project.
A federal judge has ruled the government has violated protections for migrant children during the pandemic. Lori Levinson of Loyola Law School.
It's a really dire situation by the migrants that led to this ruling. Not only do you have them full of kids who don't have their parents with them, but you have the spread of the COVID virus throughout the facilities. So there's really no way to wait until later, given the dire situation. It's a ticking time bomb.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The FDA has approved a new COVID-19 test that you can take at home. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Dr. Stephen Hahn, the Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, announced during the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that the organization has now approved the first at-home COVID-19 test kit.
This is a test where, under certain circumstances with a doctor's supervision, a test can be mailed to a patient, and the patient can perform the self-swab and then mail it back and get the results after that time, all under the guidance of a licensed physician.
Hahn said the FDA has also approved the manufacture of 63 other tests.
Joe Biden has made a prediction about the upcoming presidential election. During a fundraiser, he said, "Mark my words, I think he's going to try to kick back the election somehow, come up with some kind of rationale of why it can't be held." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We are live. It is 22:33 on that Saturday, April 25th, 2020. I am Peter Scoop, standing with Walter Yerkew at the foot of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Well, last week was our two-year anniversary. We had a two-year anniversary show with Sean Bergen. And after the show, I called you and Mr. Bergen to thank y'all for a great job. And then with Sean, I told him that when he first came to Liberty News Radio, James Edwards and I were hoping that the political cesspool would not hinder his chance to get a job in real media. But we were very glad that he was with us and continues to be with us. But then he cut me off and he says, "There is no real media. We are the real media." And my jaw just dropped. He said that Liberty News Radio is the only outlet with the fortitude to say what's really going on. Now, mind you, Sean used to live in California. He was in movies and television shows. He was a reporter in New York City. On the streets, pound the pavement, and you know what? I was just absolutely flabbergasted and that he said this because Sean knows his stuff. But anyways, my personal opinion last Saturday was one of our best shows on 7-5 Radio. As usual, Walter was on point. Sean was doing a great job, and I was just chilling. some other points that was brought up was that I forgot was, you know, Liberty News Radio is a family, not just a political festival. We're always today, good evening, political festival family, but we are, you know, a one great, big, happy, dysfunctional family. Not just with Sunfire Radio, but with the Cesspool, Liberty Roundtable, and other programs on this network. And then I thought about all the characters that, that came through the network, including myself, Bergen, you, Walter, and Jim Lancia. And they're like, wait a minute, I brought all these people to the Liberty. We also had some other people that came and went. But, you know, I got funny talent to see great people do great things. And I haven't been wrong so far. Then Sean brought up the fact that this is one of the few shows that still talks about the plight of law enforcement. Because I always say, I hear on other stations and other hosts saying, oh, yeah, I'm friends with cops. I know cops. I talk to cops, this, that, and the other thing. Well, I say bravo, Sierra, because, you know, people like Rush, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, and then Ben Shapiro, who's a Harvard Law School graduate and with a multimillion-dollar contract. Guess what? They don't hang around cops, especially in the neighborhood, because no law enforcement officer can afford to live in their neighborhood, even if you're the commissioner of the NYPD or chief of LAPD. But anyways, like I said last week, we've done more for law enforcement in 2 years than we could do 20 years apiece wearing a bag. Well, what was your feelings and thoughts and opinions of our show last week?
I think, you know, Sean, you know, whenever you talk to that man, he's on point. He knows what he's talking about. He does his homework. And he doesn't just repeat what he sees on television or what he hears or reads on social media. You know, he investigates. He looks into things. And, you know, with the knowledge that he has of the current events, let alone past events, I mean, you could bring up almost anything in the past and you know, he'll remember what he said about it and how he felt about it. And, you know, during this COVID thing, we're all just dealing with it right now. And how we start to live with it is yet to be seen. And I think, you know, Sean talked a little bit about that. It's going to be tough on this country as a whole to recuperate. The only way you can make this country whole is to help yourself right now and make sure you're okay. And then people within 6 feet of you are okay. And then people 12 feet are okay. I mean, it's going to have a ripple effect to success. Just as the same, it had the ripple effect to have all these sickness, these sick people get diagnosed with COVID, and people, you know, ultimately passed away. So the opposite has to happen now. But we got to be smart about it. Don't go to Chinatown with Nancy Pelosi and have shoulder to shoulder Chinese food. Can't do that. Can't. It's proven you can't do that. You know, don't go to Chinatown in New York with de Blasio. Not that I would want to go anywhere with him anyway, unless it was to the cemetery and he was the one in the box. But that's besides the point. We just don't have the same life we had in February. We don't. You know, it's time to face facts. No matter how much you hate this, no matter how much. And in talking with Sean last week, I was enlightened by a number of things that the man said, and I appreciate it. And bringing his knowledge and his statistical knowledge too is pretty much second to none. You just can't beat having a guy like that on your show and in your family.
Exactly, and you know what? I think things happen for a reason. You know, there's no way like you in Tennessee. You know, you're involved with the 75, the NYPD, and then we get Sean Bergen, and then we're hooked up with Liberty News Radio with the great Sam Bushman and the gang in Memphis, and it happens for a reason. But anyways, one thing that we talk about, things that the mainstream media, including conservative radio, just ignores because we don't have handlers, we don't have program directors, station managers, sponsors, other yes men, political hacks, to tell us what to do. Yes, we have to adhere to the FCC regulations. And if we stink, Sam Bushman is going to say, hey, speak up or speak louder. Get close to your microphone. Don't mumble things that way because he wants to put out a quality product. And with this show, he does the best with what he has to work with. But anyways, can you imagine Rush Limbaugh talking about Pizzagate or Sean Hannity talking about spirit cooking or Ben Shapiro talk about the attack on the USS Liberty? I think not. But, we talk about these things and much more. I mean, look at Officer Daniel Pantaleo of the NYPD. And there was that one so-called conservative talker that gave one syllable of support to Officer Pantaleo, let alone a nickel out of their pocket. But these same people sell books and T-shirts and mugs and access to the archives for a price. We don't. We do have 75 Radio T-shirts, or 75radio.org, and we sell them at cost. We don't make a nickel. Off of that, Walt, you have your 75 t-shirts with your likeness on it and the catchphrase that we can't say on FCC license. Anyways, right. And you make a couple chuckles from that, but trust me, it's you can barely eat at the New York Pizza Department for what you make off each shirt. But then you have Jeff Prager, who has his own university, quote-unquote university. You get no degree or certificate at the end, but it's certainly a cost. But anyway, that's the difference between Liberty News Radio and mainstream media. Some of the things we also talk about is Pizzagate. That's my story because, we've been following QAnon, and, I think QAnon is not the end-all be-all. He's not the great wizard. He doesn't have that crystal ball, but he puts out the information. Most of it's out in the open, folks. And our good buddy Lionel Black Rosenwood Harris put out a video, very good video, about Pizzagate. And he talked about Jeffrey Epstein. And one clip that really, really drew my attention was his attorney, Alan Dershowitz, the greatest thing since sliced bread, was talking about Epstein. And he said that, he's harmless, and this and that thing. And he let the cat out of the bag to cover his own backside without knowing he let the cat out of the bag. First he said, a lot of movers and shakers hung out at Epstein's different properties. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. No famous person ever came up to say, he's innocent or he did nothing wrong. Secondly, he said that he took his wife and his kids and his grandkids down to one of Epstein's properties. He didn't say which one. Or a massage. Who brings their wife and kids to go see a massage therapist? I mean, he lives out near Boston. They don't have a good massage therapist out there. So anyway, and then he said that he had a massage from an older lady. And again, nobody came out to verify the story. No old lady said, I was a legitimate massage therapist. I had Epstein's property. I went to school. I've been in the business. No, none of that. In fact, you had these girls come out who were very young at the time said they were pimped out by Epstein's handler, Ms. Maxwell, and to do these horrendous things. And then one girl said that, yeah, she was forced to have sex with Mr. Dershowitz. And then what really got me was that Dershowitz said that he didn't like the massage because the therapist put her knees on his shoulders. Now, well, I don't know about you, but I had plenty of legitimate massages. And we'll get back to legitimate massages at the end of the commercial break. You don't want to miss the end of this. This is Sunfire Radio on Libby News Radio Network.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Talking about comeback lawyer Alan Dershowitz. All right, before the commercial break, Dershowitz was on Newsmax TV and said that Epstein hung out with the rich and powerful. Then he said he brought his wife and kids and grandkids to one of Epstein's properties. Then he said that an older therapist gave him a massage, even though no therapist has been found. And then he said that it was an awful massage because she put her knees on his shoulders. Now, I've been to legitimate massage therapy. Remember, legitimate. I'm not no You know, no jokes at this time. But anyways, not once has any therapist put her knees on my shoulders. That's just, not only is that bad ergonomics for the therapist, but that's uncomfortable. And number two, the weight of the therapist and the client, who at this time was Dershowitz, probably tip the table over or break the darn thing. So anyway, she's trying to call. And don't forget, Mr. Dershowitz was representing Jeffrey Epstein at his trial in Florida for messing around with little girls. So anyways, Dershowitz, thanks for selling everybody down the river. And thanks for admitting that Jeffrey Epstein was a pervert without admitting Jeffrey Epstein was a pervert. Well, what's your opinion or on Mr. Dershowitz trying to cover his ass and let the cat out of the bag?
Well, I don't want to picture Alan Dershowitz getting a massage, number one. Number two, which way was he? Was he on his stomach? Was he on his back when she had her knees on his shoulders? You know, it's kind of a scary picture for me. Just not something that I want to look at or picture in my mind. Mr. Dershowitz, you know, he's an attorney. He's an attorney. You know, good, better, and different, his client, you know, whatever his client may be. You know, even dirtbags have the right to have an attorney to defend them or help them get the best deal or make the best out of a bad situation. Fortunately, we don't have to worry about that with Epstein anymore. The Clintons might have taken care of that, so we don't know what happened in that cell. So, you know, Dershowitz, you know, there's attorneys that won't say a word about anything. And then there's people like Dershowitz who like the limelight and talk. So would I hire him as an attorney? Nah, probably not. I think maybe that's why OJ went with Johnny Cochran. So, you know, Dershowitz is a lawyer, you know. I don't want to say too much.
Right.
I don't want to say bad things about attorneys because you never know. I might need one day.
Right. But don't hire Dershowitz.
Yeah, anyway, no, I
wouldn't. So well, hopefully we get more information about, you know, what exactly went on, and hopefully we have some indictments because, you know, all these people, so-called famous people, did some stuff on his properties, and still nobody's been arrested, and Epstein is dead, and no investigation, and, you know, it's like, nothing to see here. Let's talk about Trump and the leech. But anyways, Walt, while we got a couple minutes left, Liberty News Radio fan, John from London is his handle, a.k.a. Jack Antonio, emailed me and said that he liked my reports on the political cesspool because I was a native New Yorker like himself. But anyways, he now calls London home, and he doesn't want to give out his identity because I guess he's somewhat famous. But he wrote a book called Boy Out of Brooklyn, and at first I thought it was a fictional story. But then I got reading, and the details he put in about growing up in the stoop in Brooklyn is like reading a Tom Clancy book, and just he got his formal education on the stoop in Brooklyn from the people who make New York City run, the firemen, the police officers, the trash men, you know, the guys who work for Con Ed, and, you know, all these other people, and, you know, they spoke honestly. You know, they had these Ivy League do-gooders who were members of the tribe try to move these poor inner city, first it was the Puerto Ricans and the blacks in the neighborhoods. And you can imagine what happened. The neighborhoods went right to hell. But, of course, they didn't move them to their neighborhood because, you know, they have, they're not part of the tribe. But anyways, I read this book in 2 days, and I was just absolutely astonished. Another thing is that John is an actor by trade. You know, here's this tough kid from Brooklyn, and he's an actor. And throughout the book, from the 60s to almost, I guess, present day, he was chased after by every director, producer, anybody who has any juice in the acting world. And just absolutely amazing, because all you hear is, you know, about the Me Too movement. Well, guess what? That happened back in the 60s. So I'm wondering if, you know, he knows anything about what's going on with, you know, Pizzagate and all this child sex abuse, because out in California, you have all these child actors come out and say these producers and directors did some stuff with them, including Corey Feldman, who's now, you know, he's, I guess, the face of the Me Too movement. Anyways, but if you get a chance, the book's on Amazon. It's called Boy Out of Brooklyn. I thought it was a murder mystery. I thought it was a fiction, but it's, you know, unfortunately, some poor girl from Indiana did get killed, and he goes through it. It's a very, very good read, but, you know, he uses language we definitely cannot use on FCC licensed airways, but it's a great read, and, you know, unfortunately, Jack says his voice is familiar to people that, you know, watch TV and movies and listen to radio, so we can't get him out and promote the book, but one of these days when I get around to it, I'll put up a link to his book. It's a really, really good read. Walt, did you start reading it yet?
I know you sent it to me. I looked at it, you know, just briefly the first few pages of it, but I'll get into it. I'll get into it and I'll take a look.
I mean, the stories just bring, you know, brings back memories. You know, because my mom, she was born in Brooklyn. Talking about the stoop. And also, just the different people, just, you know, brought, you know, even though I lived in the Bronx, it's considered Brooklyn a foreign territory. It's just a great read, and you know, and what's funny is that people in Brooklyn hate Manhattan, and people in the Bronx hate Manhattan. I don't want to go to Manhattan, but that's funny. But anyways, so I'll find out more about what happened back in the 70s and so such, other than, you know. Things don't change that much, you know. You're up and coming, good-looking guy. I'm sure he's a good-looking guy. He's an actor, and he gets, you know, if he wants the part, he's got to play ball, if you know what I mean. You know, I'm sure he's got some stories on the casting couch. But unlike most people, the Harvey Weinstein camp, he said, you know, go pound sand. Well, you got any more, you got anything else for the last couple of minutes? I am fresh out of stuff.
You know, we've had those boats circling around some of our destroyers and battleships out there in the oceans. And Mr. Trump dropped the hammer down and said, well, they get too close, blow them out of the water. Guess what? Nobody's been sweating our fleet the past few days since he made that announcement. These are things that the man's got to deal with. You know, he's dealing with, you know, 50 governors, 100 senators, you know, a countless number of congressmen that are just or congress people, you know, like AOC and that other knucklehead with the turban on her head. And, you know, and then he's got to deal with the, you know, Iranians, you know, doing circles around our fleet, you know, with the machine guns out there and everything. So, you know, the man is doing a bang up job. And, you know, people saying Trump is crazy about this coronavirus thing. He doesn't know what he's doing. But nobody, when I ask, I says, well, if you don't like what Trump is saying, what are you going to do? You know, where are you going to get your information from that you're going to believe? You know, even though I wouldn't believe it. You know, you're waiting for Joe to come out of the basement, you know, to tell you what to do. And that's another story. That might be next week's story. See if he comes out of the basement. You know, I got a feeling that Joe might take King Cuomo as a VP, or that hitman lady from, what's her name, Whithead? Whitehead?
From Michigan?
Michigan, you know. God forbid, you know, that Biden takes Cuomo and Biden wins, Cuomo's going to be president, because I don't see Biden doing anything. I don't see Biden making it past the freaking inauguration if he ever got elected. You know, he's going to be whispering in his sister's ear. He's going to be whispering in his sister's ear, you know, what am I doing here, honey? You know, put your right hand on the Bible, you know, put your left hand on the Bible, raise your right hand. He'll do it backwards, you know. So it's a sad case. I mean, the guy's, you know, older and older, and here we go. He got the DNC pushing him up the road.
That's another episode of Stuff I Read in the Bag.
This is Peter Scoop saying, well, Walter Yerke, remember, there is no real media, but we are real media. Take care, everybody. See you next week.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.